The idea here was that a certain group of people who earned a certain amount of money would be given, sent a check for $300 by the U.S. government, and that check would be used to stimulate the economy. It was the dumbest idea I've ever fucking seen. I can't really explain in the kind of language the government would use to explain why it's a dumb fuck idea. And it's not from me not trying. I tried to understand this stuff when I was young. I took an economics class, but it was taught at 8 o'clock in the morning. And there's not a goddamn thing that you're gonna learn out of one bloodshot eye. I grabbed the teacher, I said, "Listen, you prick, why are you teaching you now? You wanna keep this shit a secret?" See, the Democrats and the Republicans knew that we had this whole stack of money called a surplus, tons of it. There was so much, we were just gonna go crazy. And the thing was, is they decided to send it to us because all the bridges and roads were in perfect shape. Schools were really and son of a bitch, airport security couldn't be tighter. So they sent these $300 checks to a certain group of people, and other people who could have really used the money got a poke in the eye. I knew this wasn't gonna work because nobody got a $300 check and looked at it and went, "Son of a bitch, free at last." God damn it, $25 for the house payment, $4 for the car payment, 8 cents for gas. I'm home free. All $300 did was remind people how fucked they are. $300 would have stimulated the economy if it was 1950 fucking six. And you could buy something. We'd have been better off if they sent us Blockbuster video coupons. I think the only way it would have stimulated the economy is if everybody got the $300 check and spent it at the exact same moment. So we'd all have to line up and get ready and go, "Now!" May not have stimulated the economy, but it would have been fun. A lot of people didn't get a check for $300. Some people got checks for like $18.32, which is a great check to get if you want to have something to hold your dick with. Here's the kicker. $34 million is the cost of the letter that was sent by the U.S. government to inform the people that their check was in the mail. I wish the government had just come in my mouth. Some of you are taking that a little too literally, but I don't want to see Daschle or any of those guys' penises. No. Just making a point. The president, in a number of his speeches, has talked about how American common sense will see us through what's occurring now. I was really excited to hear about it because I've never fucking seen it. And I think that's the problem. The one thing that I've gotten, one of the things I've gotten out of September 11th is we have no common sense. We haven't a clue, especially with the news that has followed. We haven't a lick of it. We don't as a country. If we had common sense, that kind of shit doesn't happen. And it's not the fault of government, okay? The Republicans and the Democrats can talk about government all they want. Whoa, it's government. It's the government. And they talk about it as if it's like a building that's walking around and doing shit. Government is human beings. That's what the fuck it is. And the reason government sucks is because none of the human beings have any fucking common sense. That's why. And none of us do. And it'd be nice if we could get somebody to teach us it, but who the fuck are we gonna get? We have common sense occasionally. Occasionally you see, go, "Look, there it is," and then it's gone. If we have common sense, you put the letter in with the check, asshole.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
No, I peed in it when we were, when, you know, that night you and I were hammered. and yeah. I stood up in the upstairs room. I didn't know the toilet was off.
Oh, I thought I told you. But
I mean, you both weren't drunk.
We were both really
but,
drunk.
And
oh,
I wasn't.
No, I definitely peed in that toilet. Did I? Oh no, it backflowed, didn't it?
No, it's yeah. The water's not connected to it because when the tank when the water flows into it, it leaks down the walls or whatever. So Sherry's like, blah blah blah. How do I fix the toilet? I don't want to call out a plumber for something stupid. Blah blah blah.
You just dump a bunch of things in the...
Yeah.
For new listeners, you have to understand, every time Dutch comes to visit one of us,
he breaks
something. Damn it, I did it again.
He floods something.
Last time he was in Florida, he broke his own head.
Like, yeah, my face.
It's consistent. It's always consistent.
Yeah. That's, the time before that, what did I break in New Jersey besides my driver?
Heart?
Yeah, and your heart.
The law.
There you go. I broke the law there. And then at least the first time I hung out with you guys in Florida, I broke Marie's kitchen.
Yes, you did. Flooded it.
Flooded it, yeah.
Trying to help the dishes.
Yeah. What else did I fuck up?
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
A talent lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on More Like Radio.com.
Eggs. Turn me up, break the night.
Hey.
I get dressed like it's prom night.
It is Dutch and Royce. I'm here on morelikeradio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wigern here with my co-host Royce Lopez.
What up, yo?
Marie Lopez.
Good evening.
Sherry Dalai Lama.
Hello.
Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Is Cakes on? I didn't see the phone call.
Yeah, the Cakes is on.
Cakesy, Johnny Cake Sanzeri, obviously the most talented guy in internet radio, is
and handsomest.
Yes. Is he dead?
The Cakes is on.
Cakes?
He's on the streets.
Ba-na-na-na-na, ba-na-na-na-na.
Hey.
Da-na-na,
da-na-na. If you want to get
that
to us.
Oh, yo, oh.
I don't like my intro song.
Hey, that was a good song. Shut
there
up.
You go.
May the 31st be with you. Ah!
Oh, turn this up or the other one?
No.
Oh. Anyways, number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to get in touch with the program, or you can go to morelikeradio.com/live to check out the live video, or youtube.com/morelikeradio. We have a live stream there, and we also are on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
Are we on More Like Radio, or are you still on your own personal page?
Just Royce, and I shared it. All the pages shared it.
You like getting the hits, don't you?
Yeah, man. I'm an egotistical motherfucker. It feels good for me. The H is O, bro. The H is O.
So, anyways, what did you guys do this weekend?
What did we do this weekend?
We entertained your family.
Yeah. My dad was here.
Yay! Oh, he friend requested me on Facebook.
Yes, I figured. He did that when he was... He asked me...
His name is Royce Senior Lopez.
Yes, correct.
Not to be confused with Royce Jr.
It's a picture of him getting out of a pool.
Yes, he's also known by his by his alter ego, Rabbi Royce, which I am filing a lawsuit with that one. we hung out with them, and it was just, hanging out with my parents.
They were in trouble this time.
What do
John
you mean?
Came up too.
Hey, we're gonna get to that.
Oh, Cakesy.
Jesus Christ.
We better get to John's story.
Oh, no,
I would rather get to that first. Like, what happened?
Yeah,
John. Go ahead.
No, because with the dad was funny.
Well, my dad was here, and I'm saying it in this order because my dad was here for like a week. So, I mean, I was hanging out with him since like Monday, you know?
Oh, boy. Are you exhausted?
I'm all right. I mean, I made it through. but we went to various
restaurants
and pools to hang out and stuff like that and see how loud my dad could talk. But it was fun. It wasn't bad.
I'd rather talk about John.
John came up for MegaCon.
I'm hoping John remembers more of the day now that it's been a little bit.
John came up for MegaCon.
Which, yes, I did.
Which he was Deadpool.
Of course.
So of course Deadpool.
That's the hot costume, even though you've had that one for years.
Yeah. No, it's a new. No, it's a newer
one. This was the new one.
It's a newer, better one.
Yeah.
But anyway, so John was all like, "Hey, you gotta like help me into my suit and get me ready," and Royce is helping him make like a sign because there was a meme going around because of Captain America being a Nazi, so he made a joke sign for John, which was very clever. Instead of doing clever,
it was very clever.
Instead of Hail Hydra, it was Hail Hydrant.
And we put that on there for him. But now, before let's do like two perspectives here.
Let's memento backwards.
John leaves for the con in the morning, pretty early, 10 or 11, right?
John,
like around like 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Yep.
6:30-ish. He texts me that he's heading back. Okay, cool. By the time he comes back, he comes home and
it's like 7, 8 o'clock.
His mask is off. He's pale white. He's sweating and he's bleeding profusely from his hand.
He's like getting a drink of water casually in our kitchen.
And then I ask him,
and I'm like, John, you're bleeding a lot.
Are we going to address the fact?
Yeah. But then we go, John, have you drank water all day? No. Have you eaten food all day? No. John!
Do you know why your hand is bleeding? No.
So he walked in like he literally was Deadpool from the movie and got into a fight with somebody. And I'm like, what happened? So, John, now you take over. You left the
house
at 11.
What happened that day?
What did you do?
Well, I left around like 10:30-ish. I probably should have left a little bit early.
What happened?
Because I completely forgot that, you know, this whole weekend was Memorial Day weekend. So every single Tom, Dick, and jackass.
You non-American.
Every fucking asshole was on like this one road to lead to the convention hall. Took me like almost an hour and a half just to get there. So... And then it was like because there was like a technical issue with the scanning of the tickets. It was another hour and a half of me just standing in line in the sun. And then eventually I ended up getting into the con by maybe con by
there
like
you go. Thank you
by like 1 o'clock ish.
Now, okay, what happened when you got in?
The second that I parked my car, people were already asking for my photo and
charge.
No.
You should have.
No, John is a man of the people.
Okay.
People, little kids.
Thank you.
Hot chicks.
Don't say it
that
way.
There was a volleyball tournament going around. I think it was like an international one because there was like the Team Canada was there. Deadpool's from Canada. But I go, so like I just start talking to like a whole gaggle of girls. I'm like, hey there, Hoosers. Nice. Hey, I'm from Canada too. They're like, oh my God, it's Deadpool. Can I get a photo? Like, fuck yeah, you can.
So. Did you get yourself some butt?
Yeah, and apparently, whenever I wear the Deadpool costume, it ultimately the girls' hands just automatically just go to my ass.
John, what do you mean you got some butt? Because you didn't bring any home.
Yeah, I didn't bring any.
Did you
home.
Just grab some butt? Because I was more
no, like girls are grabbing my butt.
Oh, your butt. Okay.
Yeah, like they just randomly come up and just like tweak Deadpool's butt.
What about guys? Any guys?
No guys. I did have one guy. He was like, hey, can I get a hug? I'm like, yeah. Like, oh my God, I'm hugging Deadpool. I'm like, all right there, buddy.
Now, from what I saw online, there was a lot of Deadpools at MegaCon.
Which you
there
should was, have said, John.
We actually did a conga line.
Which you should have said, John, is when that guy said, hey, can I get a hug? You should have turned away from him and act like you're talking to a camera and say, and this, friends, is what we call a fag.
Yeah.
Shit, that would have been
that
great.
Breaking the fourth wall at a MegaCon would have been hilarious.
If anybody saw you do that, they would love it.
It would be perfect.
Oh, so anyway, shit. so how? I guess we'll go in chronological order here. Like, so what happened? Like,
how was the con? Were you able to, because you were sick, con? Were con! You able to at least get like a drink? Like, I'm assuming you got drunk according to the Memento earlier reveal. No, so, well, I mean, like what happened?
Before, like the night before when I was hanging out with Royce and them, like I had a couple drinks, but
a couple at these things or no?
A couple drinks? No, no, no. John didn't have a couple drinks.
He downed a half yard of beard.
A beard. What's, are you okay?
That's two for you already, and it's
holy crap. He downed a half yard of beer, and then how many rum and cokes?
Four.
Four rum and cokes, and he was hammered. And by the way, I don't know why. I don't know how John doesn't get more hammered than he does when he drinks that much. He's a very, very, very good drinker.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know if it's a compliment, but
wait, did he turn into cakes or was he John the whole night?
No, he was John.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I've seen the alter ego cakes come out before, and it's fun.
The reason why John downed so much alcohol was he was stuck on the turnpike for 8 hours because it was stopped at a dead still.
Yeah, somebody died.
So many accidents and so many fucking car crashes and so many deaths.
Memorial Day weekend, at this point, I think has killed more people than actual soldiers that have died in the war.
Like, wow. Because I was telling Never Roy, because Royce...
That. Think about that. I mean, people like... Seriously, Memorial Day, people always die doing either, not just even drinking, but doing dumb shit like diving in the fucking child. Well, I guess they're also drinking to do that, but in the child's end of a pool, like just these dumb shit. And it's like, wow, if we lost more soldiers, it's just more drunk idiots, you know, like it's bad.
And it's funny you should say that because, you know, Royce was like asking me like what time I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave around like, you know, like 1:30. I left around like 1:30-ish.
Yeah.
And realistically, from where I live to where they live, it would take me between 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah.
So it was like hour number five or whatever. And he's like, where are you? I'm like, mile marker 93. He's like, what the hell's going on? And he's like, Google's probably telling you to go to fucking Yeehaw Junction. I'm like, no. And then he sends me a link that there was like an accident in front of me. And lo and behold, like when the traffic starts moving forward, there's like this maybe like half a mile stretch of road that was just covered in black ash. I'm like,
African American ash.
I'm sorry. Like it was almost like they were recreating Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome. Like it looked like that. It looked like there was
mentally unstable Maxwell. Mad is not a term we use anymore. It is current year, and we do not do that.
Well, I don't want to hear about traffic. I want to know what happened at MegaCon because you never told us because you were so exhausted. You couldn't speak when you got home.
I was supposed to meet up with friends that came up from Orlando, from Fort Lauderdale. That never happened because they were all going up on separate days. And a couple times I would see him for like 2 seconds and it had to go away to compete in like a costume contest or something. And
by the way, these weren't sanctioned costume contests. He was just randomly going to people and saying, I look better than you, and running away. He won all of them, though, to his fucking point. He did win all of them.
I've been to many comic conventions before. This one was packed.
First off,
I want to see photos.
You don't need to brag. And yes, I would like to see some photos of you at the con. That would be great.
That's another thing that sucks because now, like for like the next week and a half, 2 weeks, I'm fishing through the internet trying to find photos of me because like I with my costume and like I can never really take photos of me, and I'm never with friends that can take photos with me often. Sometimes I am with friends that can take photos, but half the time I'm usually at these cons by myself. Con! Con! By myself.
That's better. It's the correct way. That's the only way to pronounce con, by the way.
You said it wrong, Royce.
Well, no. See, the thing is, when you're describing it, it's fine. When I'm actually talking about it, then I would have said, John went to Mega Con!
There you go.
But it's so funny, like whenever I dress up as, you know, like whatever comic book character, you know, right now it's Deadpool, like girls just randomly come up, grab my butt.
I have an idea. What about like for the next cosplay, you cosplay as a functioning citizen of society?
I don't know if I can pull that off.
I'm kidding. That's funny. Did you ever figure out why you were bleeding, by the way? I meant to ask you, like, do you ever figure that out? Was there blood in the car?
There was blood on the steering wheel, so I must have cut myself like in the parking lot.
Blood on the steering wheel sounds like a Death Cab for Cutie song, doesn't it?
There's blood on the steering wheel and the console.
I don't think you guys understand. He really cut his knuckle.
It was one of those where like I was looking for crazy glue because I was going to just try to glue it shut.
Okay, all right. Let's cut to the chase. What happened?
What happened?
With my hand or everything? Oh, well, because like I had someone unzip me in the parking lot, and then
Stop. Who did you ask before we move on? What person, male, female, who was it that you asked to unzip you? Because I would love to know how this went. What happened?
I asked a girl dressed up as Tank Girl if she can unzip my my suit, and then she responded with pow.
Right? What does that mean? I don't know.
I'm assuming it's a tank girl reference.
I guess.
That's a tank girl reference from the movie.
Either that.
Is this photo in the chat of you?
No, that was a fat sack of shit.
Wow, look at that big boy. Wow. That's Deadpool.
He has balls.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, Tommy Bahama shirt.
Bahama.
Whatever.
Bahama.
Bohama.
We're talking tonight?
Because you know what? We're all a little off since yesterday was an off day for us.
Oh, yeah.
Memorial Day, you know?
Mm-hmm. But if you recall, one of the big things was I was trying to meet up and try to get ass with the...
that's what I wanted to ask about.
So I finally met up with her.
You did see her?
More backstory. Explain
it. Hot girl.
Explain who we're talking about again.
She goes by the name T-Rex Cosplay,
we need pictures immediately. Cause I remember when you talked about her last week, she was that pasty girl who was pretty hot.
Yeah. She was actually pretty hot this time around too.
So, how did it go? Was it an awkward interaction or were you able to charm her?
I charmed her, but the thing was like, she was walking around with this, I would like to say that this guy was friend-zoned. He was dressed up as like an anime character called One Punch Man. I guess they went as like a duo.
My mind cannot keep up with all this Comic-Con
stuff. So she showed up with a guy, and you immediately made the determination that they were friend-zoned.
Well, the way that she was acting, because like she immediately like ran to me because like she saw my suit, and she was like, Deadpool! I'm like, T-Rex! It's like, John! I'm like, yes!
Okay, but then what happened?
I tried shake. I was like, hey, what's up, buddy? I'm trying to, like make
buddy.
Friends with
you. Hold on. Buddy is not the word. You don't want to insinuate a friend zone with you, so buddy would not be the word I would use.
No, I said buddy to the One Punch dude, and then I said hello cordially to the
not
other...
Not cordially either. You gotta neg them. You gotta call them sluts, right, Dutch?
That's how I like it.
Yeah, like girls, you got to call them sluts. You got to neg them. You'd be like, hey,
you're a slut. Call girls sluts.
I don't know why you're implying I'm that guy.
But you were. You were that guy.
No, I have a little more charm and tact.
Really?
I recall several conversations about you reading that book about the pickup artist and learning how to neg.
Yeah, but I never applied to that theory.
I don't see why not. It's not a stretch. You're an asshole to everybody else.
Well, because I don't care about them. I'm not trying to get fucked by everybody else.
Oh, that's not what you said when you split that Tombstone pizza with me.
I missed it.
What?
That went right over my head.
It went over my head, too.
That's all right.
Anyways, John.
Yes, I'm.
So you introduce yourself to T-Rex. By the way, do we have any pictures of her?
No.
If
we post the pictures, then we're all going to get distracted again.
It really doesn't matter. I'd just like to
know.
Because
she does really good cosplays. Remember that show, Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Yes.
Well, make it easier for us. Help our other two producers out so they can search this out. Did she go by another name besides what you said earlier?
No, that she specifically goes by that. So I guess you type.
I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is in the chat, but I like it.
Oh, that's Elsa as Melina from Mortal Kombat.
That's actually pretty cool.
I forgot that's a thing at cons that they.
I actually
con. That they will combine characters.
A thing I do as Deadpool at all these conventions, I find any girl that may resemble some sort of princess, and I start awkwardly singing "Do You Want to Build a Snowman," which is a song for. I go, "Do you want to build a snowman?" And I just like sing it all the time.
You do that to every girl in a princess costume?
I did it to Daenerys Targaryen. I did it to this girl in the chat. I did it.
That doesn't work for everybody. It works for the
character. My dude, you have no idea.
It works.
Yeah, because
you know what? I don't even know why I'm even asking. You are the king of the con. You are the king of that shit. So I don't even know why I'm even attempting to say that your moves aren't good, because you obviously know what you're doing. So
Rorschach in the chat goes, I always say "What's up, deliciousness?" or "Hey, beautiful." You know, because women love being reduced to just their looks.
I'm also really good at photobombing, because like I'll just be walking. Everywhere you go, people are taking photos of people or friends and whatnot, and I'm always awkwardly like in the shots, like photobombing them.
Well, that's definitely a Deadpool thing to do, so that's fine.
Yeah. But you'd be surprised. Like, not as many Deadpool.
Okay, all right. And Duke, can we get back to you and T-Rex? So you guys met, right?
Yeah, I met.
You had an awkward interaction with her friend zone guy.
Yeah, fucking one punch McGillicuddy kept on like... Like, he's like, "Who's this guy?"
Like, is that really what he talked like? Was he some
he
sort
said
of
that in front of you?
Was he some sort of Slimer creature?
No, that's like the persona that he was giving off.
No. There's how does a persona give off that? Like, I've never met someone and go. Yeah,
give me examples.
Yeah, like how did like what did he do that made you feel that way?
He was constantly trying to pull her away to get to take photos, because they also had someone that was their photographer. Like, just I guess like for promotional crap was taking photos of them. So
well, maybe that's because that's what they were supposed to do. Maybe it wasn't being a dick. Maybe that's why if they had a photographer, maybe they wanted to, you know, use him to take, I don't know, pictures.
No, except they didn't really have a photographer. At the time he actually pulled someone and said, "Hey, you want to take our photo?" Like he's like, hey, T-Rex, let's go get a photo with this guy. Like, he was literally trying to pull me away from her. Cause up until this point, I just been talking to her on instant messenger.
Okay. You know, I can kind of see John, you kind of start getting a vibe with someone who, okay. So he probably has been like laying groundwork on this girl, and this probably might be their first con. Sorry. I know it is. That's why we do it. And so he probably was laying the groundwork, has no idea who you are, and she's paying like a lot of attention to you, and he can't see your face because you're Deadpool, and he's like, "I can't compete with fucking Deadpool." So he was just like, "Fuck this. I'm gonna get her away from him as much as possible." I can understand the, you know, feeling that way. So what happened? Like, how long did you hang out with these two, and how many times did the whole pull away method happen?
I'd say maybe like 3-4 times, because in the beginning I was outside checking in my weapons, and that's where they like walked across the street.
By the way, a phrase that you only say at an old Western saloon or a megacon.
Exactly.
That's the only way you could say that
checking
phrase.
Checking in my weapons.
I was checking in my weapons.
Which, Royce, I was totally right, because I had that, because we put that one sign on one of the sword hilts.
Yeah.
They ultimately assumed I did not have swords.
Good.
So, like, basically the guy just looked at, like, my little, you know, my airsoft guns. They're like, "Okay, these are fine." I'm like, "All right, thank you."
All right. So, fast forward, like, how long were you hanging out with her?
I would say maybe, like, a good solid 45. Like, it seemed like longer, but it was probably maybe, like, 45 minutes, if that, maybe.
Before what happened?
Before he said he was getting really hungry and demanded that they all go and grab something to eat.
Can I ask a question? Were you being flirty with her?
Oh yeah.
Like how? Like for example, like what were you doing?
I was like, "Hey there, Charlie's Angel."
Oh no, come on,
like,
John. Oh.
I was like,
"Come on,
I was John. Talking to you. I was talking to this guy over here, like doing like Deadpool shit."
There you go.
But like, he was it almost seemed like he was purposely trying to get me lost in the crowd with them, and ultimately it ended up working because he kept on talking about getting something to eat. And because you gotta understand, I'm walking like
John, there should be zero reason any dude alpha males you like that. Like, there should be no reason that happens.
The thing is, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going in
most
there
people
to
are
be
shitheads.
A dick. But to
yeah, it's only 45 minutes in. I'm sure you're probably realizing retrospectively after everything went down. Oh man, he was trying to lose me.
Oh, there's the dance off I was in.
Oh my god,
you were in that.
Yeah, it was like a huge conga line of like of Deadpools, and all of a sudden everyone's like, "Hey man, let's do a dance off."
Is that
and
you I'm, on the like, left? Like,
actually, yes, that
the,
is
the one all the way to the left. The yeah, that looks like your suit. The one
look that looks that. Like it looks Whoa. Like a, the only one, good suit.
The one where I can see your dick.
That's yeah, that's, look that's you. Dick.
Nice job, friend. Nice dickhead.
I think Aww. The one on the right totally nailed it though.
Which one? The one wearing the Deadpool shorts?
Yeah, the shorts.
The frumpy the one.
That's he not, nailed like, that costume.
That's the one. And the thing is, I actually had several people, like when I walked into the con, they were, con! They actually, I can hear them, and they actually approached me, and they told me how awesome my suit looked, because everybody has, like,
and then they tried to lo- and then they, and then they tried to lose you in the crowd and eat lunch.
All right, no, so can we go to that part of the story, please?
Yeah, so
hold on. Now, I'm assuming he was trying to lose you because he had her cell phone number. And did you have her cell phone number or no?
Never had her cell phone number.
Okay. So that's probably why.
Like, never even got a chance to get her cell phone number because I was going to ask
her.
So
you guys had only talked through Messenger up until this point?
Pretty much.
Miami Mill says, I knew this would end with John dancing.
So.
But, anywhoosie.
Let's fast forward 3 hours from now. What's going on?
3 hours from now, I'm still kind of wandering looking for him. And at that point, I was like, you know what? I'll probably meet up with them later on because of how huge the convention right. center was. And so I get more photos of people and what have you. And then like towards the end when I'm walking out to, you know, I obviously could not find them. So I was trying to like message her like with my phone. I was like, hey, what are you guys doing later? Because I'm having a little get together at my friend's house, and he said it would totally be cool if I can bring friends to the house.
Right.
And then I didn't get a response or anything until like later, I guess, when they finally finished, which was by the time I got to your guys' house. I guess she might have messaged me when I was in the car, but I don't like the text and drive. But apparently I like the bleed and drive.
Well, that's the point we were trying to get to. Why were you bleeding?
I think I might have tripped when I got my suit on and off. I think I might have tripped and like nicked it on one of my swords or something.
I thought you got in a fight with this guy. I was hoping the story was going to go that way.
No, he just hurt himself.
It was not ever going to go that way. He would have remembered a fight.
Yeah. And besides, he really didn't do anything to want me. Like I don't just go, like Let I said, down. I don't go looking for fights.
When you first started, I was saying to you, bleeding.
Well, that was your fault.
So John doesn't get the girl.
John
doesn't get the girl, and he ends up bleeding, and not even for a heroic reason.
No, but I yeah.
There's no like yet.
33 minutes later. That's great. Yeah, when John came back home, I was incredibly worried for him because, like Royce said,
I was embarrassed. I was like, oh fuck, Royce and them aren't gonna let me in their house anymore because I'm bleeding all the time.
That is a hilarious reason to think we wouldn't let you back in the house. You're right. You're right. Me and John are always like, me and Marie are always like, John's always bleeding. I don't think I can have him here anymore. I mean, that kid is a squirter.
No, I'm actually with you in the fact that I always think like I'm always flooding their kitchens. So I don't think they want me back anytime.
No, the only thing I was thinking that John shouldn't do anymore is go to a convention by himself. I'm like, if you're going to be in a full body suit, you need a helper to make sure you're drinking water and eating.
He showed up dehydrated, bleeding and hungry. Like, you literally think he came back from invading Normandy. Like, I don't know what happened.
I just thought he was dancing all day long and forgot to consume liquid.
I mean, that's pretty much what the case was, because the only liquid I had was from the morning when I, like, had... because the night before, on the way to your house, I stopped and got cash for parking, and I also got a couple bottles of Gatorade. So that's the only liquid I had all day was just like fucking Gatorade water.
Yeah, all he drank was that, and he watched a Fanta commercial.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's pretty dehydrated.
Okay.
But, oh, yes, and people watching on Facebook, this is live right now. If you want to watch the rest of us right above my head where it says More Like Radio, click that, and you click that video. That's a better video.
But so I ended up like, she's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, I was totally looking for you. Where the hell did you go? She was like really bummed that like I got lost. I was like, well, I figured your boyfriend, you know, wanted you to go off and do other boyfriend. Things. She kind of stopped me right there. She's like, I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh,
like,
and by the way,
well, what about One Punch Man?
Bronx like, Johnny. Like, Bronx Johnny.
Well, you said One Punch. I really was hoping that you were saying that like he hit you with one punch and then you beat the shit out of him and that's the reason why your knuckles were bleeding.
No, that's just the name of a. That was the name.
It was
of
a hope. I know, but I was hoping there was like something.
Bronx Johnny well, in the Facebook chat says. Agrees, don't get alpha male, John. And that's what I kind of feel like. This dude kind of fucking pushed you around a little bit and was like, maybe he was this friend zone thing, but you could have easily, I guarantee you, just said, no, well, fuck you. I'm talking to her. Get out of here. Beat it, stupid.
Yeah, but you got to understand, like, in the no, suit I don't. That I'm don't wearing, do anything. There's, like, limited visibility. So if I do, if I were to get into a fight in my Deadpool outfit.
If you was to get in an altercation.
John, you can regenerate.
That's true.
Hello.
Yeah, it's true. Like
Royce
my,
was
my cut's
not
almost gone.
Suggesting that you fight him.
I was suggesting that you have a staring contest with him.
Ooh. Oh, I was saying fight
him. Oh, I always win staring contests in the Deadpool suit.
Well, that's not if you fair. Fought him, this story would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm next sorry. Were you bored?
Yeah, a little bit.
I really was hoping that you got into a fight.
Next time you tell the story, add like some spice to it. Be like, and then I killed the dude because he was like, I was like, fuck you, bro.
That always makes every story
okay,
better.
Okay, so what really happened was.
No. I don't want
to
hear
I'm
it.
I'm walking
now.
To the parking
lot. You know
lot.
What I want? Forget
I asked,
this.
I asked a steampunk guy if he can unzip the back of my suit. I unzipped the suit, and then he tries to mug me, and then a fight ensues.
Okay, no,
me
John,
half-naked.
You know what? Forget it now. You know what, Dutch? I think John needs to apologize for his story not including an awesome fight scene.
Yeah,
John,
because the setup, the initial setup, I really was hoping that that's what the end thing was.
John, come on, I want to hear you say sorry, buddy.
All right, I'm sorry, buddy.
I need a better apology than that.
Well, you said John say sorry, buddy.
Don't. This is not an Abbott and Costello routine. Just do your bit.
You asked him to say that.
Do your goddamn bit.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. Well, like
no,
I said,
see, John,
I mean,
you
know, Royce.
John, say no. I was alpha mailing you there. That was a test. You're supposed to go, no, I'm going to do the bit on my terms.
No, fuck you. I'm going to do
Whoa,
the bit.
Whoa, why'd
but
you curse at
you're
me?
Saying what he just said.
Why are you cursing
yeah, John,
at me?
Yeah, John, there's no need to curse.
I thought we were friends, John. I was trying to help you. I think I deserve an apology.
All right. Well. On top of my apology for getting really lippy with Royce just now.
That's right, lippy
with I'm sorry that I was not able to get my Deadpool dick wet in some cosplay pussy.
I was really hoping for you this weekend, too.
Yeah,
I was hoping.
We were all pulling for you.
Yeah, and I ended up pulling that night.
Well, I appreciate
it. So basically, you got lost like any 6-year-old at Great Adventure. For the entire afternoon is basically what happened.
To be honest, I was just winging it. To be honest, I mean, I actually ended up. Someone randomly gave me a
blowjob.
Ticket to an EDM concert. I guess it was like one of the after parties was an EDM concert.
Did you go?
Now, if people don't know that what EDM is, it's robot music.
Yeah. I ended up not going because later that night I got a phone call from my works asking if there was any chance that I can drive back to Fort Lauderdale to be sort of on call because one of the managers broke their key and he was waiting for a replacement. So you said no, right? No.
You actually did drive back that night.
By the way, thank you, Bronx Johnny, in the chat. Damn, John, you're a passive-aggressive bully, son. Don't fight Royce. Fight the bullies, B. So there you go. Thank you. I agree. Why are you fighting me, man? I'm on your side here. I'm here.
Such an
ass. I am a warrior. Here, I'm here with you, you know? This is Sparta. Let's form
phalanx.
That thing. Let's form a phallic link. And
phallic link.
Phallic is that the term? A phallic
yes.
link.
Mm-hmm. Let's that's form. What they used to do. They had little boys who were understudies and would fuck their behinds before they went to battle.
No,
phallic let's say link. Behind.
No,
John. So
I say behind.
Don't be the retard. Don't be the retarded fucking Spartan. By the way, what a fucked up movie. Leonidas just had to let that guy like be a fucking designated cow shit picker upper.
First of all, it wasn't a movie. That was like the
the oldest story ever.
No, I know, but the movie was a big dramatization of it actually really happened. There wasn't really a retard that fucking turned him in. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Cersei's didn't ride a chariot of slaves.
If I remember correctly, that yeah, there was like it wasn't like a retard, but it was like a defunct warrior who told them about
somebody
like,
the look up 300 bats. The real story, Metallica Pizza.
I don't care.
Yeah, you're right. Also,
it was Gates of Fire. I read it, but I don't remember what happened.
No help to us here, Mitchell.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm not going to look it up either.
Say something.
Yeah, I was looking at pictures of. I was looking for John at the MegaCon, and I couldn't find him. But I did find a hairy guy with a bra.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
what's really funny? Because I think I was telling you guys that like another girl that was going to be there was like a webcam model that I follow on Facebook on Twitter.
By the way, no
EDM concert.
Does she give gold shows or what kind of?
No story. Good story ever started with. So yeah, this cam girl I follow has never ended with, and we were lived happily ever after.
No, it never does.
But what was she doing there?
Flopping her tits around everywhere.
Flopping is not flopping. When you see
them tits, though,
flopping tits.
Oh, I flop my tits all the time.
No, don't say that. Stop saying flopping tits. It's not. It's not an appealing term, right?
Flop them to the left.
You're
flop
right. That was like a right. like a really bad adjective describing this girl's chesticles.
No, testicles makes any chesticles is
that
fun.
Word.
What chesticles or yeah. flopping tits?
I
both.
Yeah, but basically she was at that EDM concert. And I could have like. I don't know. Rubbed up against.
Well, here's what you need to do is instead of you. So the next con that you got that you go to, what you need to do is have multiple
orgasms.
Girls that you hit up. Oh. So if one doesn't work, hey, I got number two, got number three, number four. I would have at least four girls that you're chatting up, all meet at the same convention because I don't feel like screaming that anymore. And see if, you know what I mean? Like, you just play your odds. I think you should start, like, you know, go for more shotgun blast than sniper rifle shit. And
what you should do is you should dress up like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
That's a good idea.
And then you just do his whole shtick. And by the time they catch on that you're actually kidnapping him, it's too late.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying I should walk around.
She's a great big fat person.
You're saying I should walk around in, like, a bathrobe with my wiener tucked behind my legs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Lotion in the basket.
It's fine. Whatever it takes, as long as it gets you fucked. Because honestly, I mean, when's the last time you got your dick wet? How long's it been? A year? It's been a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's been a year because I remember the last time. It's been a year. So it's about time. Okay, I know we try this as often as we can, but I want to try again the Get John's Dick Wet fucking campaign because motherfucker needs to get his dick wet. I mean, you know, it's a really simple thing. All you have to do is homeless chicks are really easy. Like, for example...
Yeah, but they're like riddled with like diseases and stuff.
No, they're not riddled with fucking.
You need the freshly homeless ones.
Yeah, fresh homeless. Like what you want to do is you want to be, you know, I don't know. I mean, look for women that still look relatively clean. Like they recently slept on a bed.
Or just came out of a shower.
There you go. Oh, hashtag fucking life hack. Date homeless women by the beach because they use the free showers by the beach. Right?
Yeah, they're going to smell like moldy fucking seaweed.
Mold. They're going to smell like seaweed. They're not sleeping in the seaweed.
What do you think pussy smells like?
I didn't tell you to go fuck a sea urchin. I said a homeless woman.
It's urchin. There's no T at the end of
well,
it.
Well, I always say
sea merchant.
Sea merchant.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Kevin Merchant?
Natalie
Kevin Merchant,
Merchant.
The urchin. He's a crab, sort of.
Mr. Crab?
Why? No, that's actually not about Mr. Crab, though.
Thank you.
Or Popeye.
Yeah. Or Mr. Crab as Popeye.
It's the same thing.
John, I will always say this. You're our Dave Coulier.
I am?
Yep.
I'm not Canadian.
Cut it out.
No, but you're always fucking up a relationship with Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, thank you. Because of you. You
wait,
know
whoa,
what, John?
Whoa. I've never had a relationship with Alanis Morissette.
And by the way,
exactly.
Beef Wellington in Facebook says AIDS. I mean, I get it. AIDS, but that's a retro disease. That's not what the kids have nowadays.
I don't know if Beef Wellington is your real name.
You know what? I'm 70%
sure. What the hell
sure.
is a Beef Wellington anyway?
It's a sandwich that the English make, which is awful.
Mitch knows because he's made it.
Actually kind of good. I like him.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you like an American made one, but the original ones.
I was following the Gordon Ramsay's recipe,
which is the recipe where
he's a master chef. So
I followed his recipe, so that made me a master chef recipe follower.
He's trying to break the stereotype that English eat awful food, which they do.
They do. English people eat the worst fucking food.
It's goddamn awful.
It's terrible.
Fish for breakfast?
No.
What are you doing?
Fish sandwiches!
That's not how the clip goes, honey.
No. She was way off with the clip. Dutch, is there a way you could play back that and then play back the actual clip?
I'm trying to hit the clip here.
Can I get a fish sandwich?
There's that one and this one.
Do you want to get a fish sandwich?
That's the one. You just yelled fish sandwiches.
Turn me on.
She was so confident about it, too.
Oh my God.
That's how you sounded at 4 in the morning when we were driving home from Royce and Marie's to our hotel. You were like, just fish sandwiches.
That's not what the clip is, though.
Listen, okay. That's how you were.
Your mic's going off because bringing
Dutch down doesn't make you any better.
Do you want to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, just because you don't know that clip, which is a staple on this goddamn show.
Do you want to get a fish sandwich?
And you just scream fish sandwiches doesn't make it better when you try to make fun of me in one of my embarrassing moments a year and a half ago.
Can I do one of my impressions of the drop since we're doing... I want to do bad impressions of the drop. Ready?
Oh, okay, here we go. Hold on. Which one do you want to do?
And then he eat the poo-poo. Did I do it right?
No, because you actually said the right words.
Oh, you're right.
I don't know what's happening.
Shut up. That's what's happening.
She's like if Memento was a person.
The only reason why...
Excuse me, sir. I am here to install your solar panels.
Solar panels?
There you go, yeah.
Solar panels?
Solar panels?
I require the restroom, Father.
Have you seen that movie, An Inconvenient Truth?
Well, no, you pretty much just said
what
that was.
You said it like
you guys
are
doing it.
I'm trying to pull him up, but you guys are going too fast.
Oh, you're taking forever. We're giving you at least a few seconds in between. It's a button.
I'm sleepy. I'm hammered. I care for you, sweetheart.
Or not.
You're not very
good
at this.
Bees, not the bees.
He got it. Nailed it.
Or like wasps, perhaps the wasps.
That would be the correct
there
one.
There you
yes.
go.
If you're going to do the bit right.
Bees! In the car! Bees everywhere!
Where are his spectacles? He cannot observe without his spectacles.
Royce, I sent you a picture on your Facebook Messenger.
Okay. Well, you guys go on. I'll check it.
He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
Do you understand that they're making fun of you with every one of these things?
That's okay.
Take a cruise on your television set. You're going riding on the interwebs.
I don't have
that
button.
That's a good one. I don't have it open, I don't think.
Oh, not so easy, is it?
What's not so easy? I didn't even my soundboard open.
Sandwich.
That's what.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Gotta get more of that pan flute. It's really fucking
catchy. You're gonna need more of that pan flute. You're gonna get home and you're gonna be like, well, you know what, honey? We should have got more pan flute. We had the opportunity to get more pan flute. And
we
here
teach
we are.
The kid to do pan flute?
It's like
we should get the men's warehouse guy to do pan flute because you're gonna like the way you look with that pan flute.
No, I don't think
that's guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I pan fluted it.
No.
Royce, did that the picture come out?
Nope.
Yeah, I saw the picture. What do you want me to do with it? Jerk off?
No, I don't know. The people were asking to see what she looked like. And with
oh,
the
yeah,
one
she's
punch
hot.
Jackass. And with the one punch jackass.
Oh, that was the one punch jackass?
Oh,
yeah.
Poster
that was the sack of shit.
It's fucking work to post it. Mitch, I'm going to post it in the Fargo chat. You post it.
Okay.
You
in
lazy.
The meantime, Sherry, while Mitch is working with Royce to
there
work
you go,
John's thing because he doesn't know how to post pictures in the
yeah,
chat room.
Pictures
no, I don't.
What did you guys do this weekend?
We went to a burlesque show.
Oh,
we did.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I forgot.
It was good. It's really good when you're blind to their personal lives.
It helps, right?
So
yeah,
good.
It's a lot more fun when you don't know them personally, and then
And one of the performers.
Swedish chef, motherfucker, what's wrong with you?
Does this mean I finally made the botch list?
Yes, you did.
You got it so She got it so much worse than I did because I did a few and now it's just built up over time.
Oh, it's fun.
Sorry, Sherry.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. Did you hear how much joy her slip-up gave all of us simultaneously?
It literally is. It's like shark smelling blood kind of thing. If you botch a word on this show,
is there any way we can hear it play back?
I don't have my recording playing tonight. I'm sorry.
No instant replay?
No, not tonight.
I have certain things on instant replay, but not that. I apologize.
So anyways, one of the dancers was Mimi from the Drew Carey show.
You?
100% certain.
She looked exactly like Mimi from the Drew Carey show.
I know what you're saying, but like, I can't imagine. Why would they allow someone that looked
like her?
Because confidence. Okay.
Because her fat
her first act when she came out, it was exactly the scene. It was like the scene from 22 Jump Street where Jonah Hill does the slam poetry.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, there was no music. There was nothing. It was just her up there on the stage rhyming stuff. And then eventually
she's trying to be funny.
Oh, I found a photo.
I don't know what she was doing. Nobody was laughing. That's for sure.
That didn't work.
Hi, Sterling.
I broke up.
He's crying like a bitch.
Yeah, we can hear it.
So she was doing bee poetry. You said.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That happened.
Oh,
was
no.
Your poetry,
excuse me.
Was
your, I like to report a rape. I was raped last night.
Was the poetry at least good?
Apparently,
no,
I was
it wasn't.
Curvy. I had all these womanly curves. They couldn't get enough of me.
I think I have audio of her beat. You want to hear it?
Yes, go ahead.
She stole my heart and my cat. Betty, Judy.
By the way, underrated fucking Mike Myers film. So I married an axe murderer.
I got really going with that, but I don't know if everyone else
I'm sorry. I've never seen the movie.
Am I the only one that... Okay, whatever. Forget it.
I've never seen it. I'm sorry.
I hadn't seen it until you made me watch it.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't... Sorry.
Anyway, was it fun? Did you have a good
it
time?
Was the MC was she was okay. She
she's
did
a better she's a better performer than an MC.
She
yeah.
She was no Ramcat.
Gotcha. Exactly. He is so goddamn good.
He set the bar so high though. But there was one guy. He's actually a magician comedian, and he didn't take his clothes off, which was very disappointing. But he was hilarious.
This dude was so funny. Like he was. He was my favorite part of the show, even more so than the girls taking their clothes off and showing boobies and shit. This guy was hilarious. This whole self-deprecating, sarcastic. Nick DeFatty?
No,
Nick
there's a photo of him in the chat.
But that can't be his real name.
I don't know.
That's not his real name.
I can't pronounce it.
DeFat?
DeFate? I don't know.
I think
Nick
it was DeFat.
No, I think it was DeFate. I don't know. But he was really
My name is
funny.
Nicholas the Defeat.
And he's actually moving out to Vegas to be like a full-time performer out there.
Oh, he actually got a show out there.
He's really good, too.
Like I'm going to try and get him on the show.
His magic tricks are really good, but it's just his... I feel like his magic is a sidebar to his sarcastic comedy that he does.
I found
it's actually really funny.
Do you feel like he kind of pulls some stuff from Penn & Teller? Because that's kind of their gig. Just really like just trashing Magic while they're doing it.
Kind of a little bit. Like he did this one. He's like, "Hey, I'm going to show you how I did this trick, right?"
That's Penn and Teller, 100%.
And then, yeah, and then he's like cutting a rope in half. He's like, "Yeah, all you do is you do this, tie this thing back together, and blah blah blah." And then, like, he made the rope go back together after he cut it in front of us. And like, I don't know what the fuck you did.
Well,
there was that, and
it's magic. It's magical.
There was one where he ripped a guy's $20 bill.
Hey, into that's $20.
And he threw it away from him into his bag, and then he never went near his bag. Like the guy, whoever was on stage with him, signed the $20 bill, and then like a couple minutes later, he went over to his bag, picked out a bag of Cracker Jacks, opened the bag of Cracker Jacks, took the prize out of the bag of Cracker Jacks, opened the prize box or opened the prize package, and the dude signed $20 bill was inside that.
Yeah, but see, that's why you're a goddamn rube. That dude was a plant.
Yeah. I don't care.
You rube.
Yeah, he was a fern.
You fucking, you, they just.
I don't care. It was.
They went there and they did the old fucking cup and ball trick.
John, I caught that. That was great.
Thank you.
What did John say? I didn't hear it.
No, it doesn't matter because, you wanted to do your whole cup and ball trick.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't matter because somebody else caught it and I did too. So good. I don't.
I didn't catch it.
You had to listen to the replay there, Royce.
Yeah, that was fun.
I didn't catch it. I want to be in.
No, no one ever does. It's fine. It's cool.
No, whatever. I did. Stupid. I caught it.
Oh, no. Sorry, he meant nobody that mattered.
I'm staying up because Kelsey decided to knock my entire beer over. It's trying to clean it up.
Well, that's great.
That's normal, though.
So I didn't do it this time, though.
I know, but I'm just saying in general, that's normal in your household.
How much was the show that you went to go see, Mitch?
It was like $18 for the both of us.
Damn. Oh, it's not bad for two people.
Yeah, it was like $9 a piece.
Also, can I say, Sherry, you look so fucking skinny now. It's crazy.
I went to my first personal training lesson tonight, and I had to stop her. I'm like, I need to sit down. I'm lightheaded. Like, right. She kicked my ass.
You liked it. You know it.
I loved it. I came home. I was like, Mitch, I need second dinner. I'm a hobbit now. By the way, how many meals do hobbits have? He's like 7. I'm like, I'm a hobbit. I need more food. Do you want eggs? I want eggs. I'm going to cook some eggs. Excited right before the show.
How much weight have you lost?
It's kind of tough to say now. Technically, I've lost 16 pounds, but I've been gaining in muscle mass.
Is that a new picture? Is that a new picture of you in the chat?
Yeah, that was on.
Look at her abs. Look at her abs.
Oh, shit. She's got the V.
I got the V.
Hot damn.
Good for you, girl.
I have a feeling tomorrow I'm going to be real.
First of all, why do you have a kiddie pool at your place?
Why not?
We bought it for Sterling.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. And then he wasn't going in it, so Sherry went in it.
I was trying to coax him in it.
It's so she can practice for Jello wrestling. Duh, that's where she's working on her beach bod.
Yeah.
It's weird when you say the Jello wrestling thing, John.
What the fuck?
Because...
Why?
It's just weird. I don't know. Like, you know how I can't say Jew? Like, whenever you talk about somebody's girlfriend, it's always, I always feel like I have a creepy undertone. I'm not saying you mean it, but I'm saying
say Jello wrestling.
I've never gotten that vibe. That's interesting that you picked up on that.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I'm probably going to feel it from here on out now that you said that.
It's okay. I don't care, but I just think it's funny.
Well, why don't you say that whole line of dialogue then?
Say it again. I'll say it. I'll repeat it.
They have it so she can practice for Jello wrestling when she's working on her beach body.
Oh, why would you say it again? Ew.
You told me to.
They have it more than the actual words. It's kind of like him saying Jew. Like he just, you know, it's just a certain inflection where you're like, hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Like I could say, watch, I'll say like, oh, she probably practices because she has Jello wrestling in there. Like that's how I would say it. It doesn't sound like it's like, oh yeah, sure, have Jello. But you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna jerk off all over her while she's having Jello wrestling.
That's kind of what it kind of feels like now that I never said that.
I know you didn't.
I know you didn't say that.
No one's saying you said that, John. We're saying that's what it feels like to everybody.
Right, exactly. Geologist, but this sounds like slander.
No, this
geology
isn't slander.
Has nothing. That's the study of rocks.
Objection, hearsay.
What is the study of the the age of the earth have to do with this?
Oh, why don't you ask the Chief Justice there, wise ass?
What are you
You're the one who said geology. Don't get mad at me that I pointed out you're talking about the study of rocks. What are you trying to say?
A head full of rocks.
John, are you drunk tonight?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Should we
I remember
break?
Something else we did this weekend.
What was that?
I saved bunnies' lives.
After you tried murdering them.
Well, I almost murdered them, but then I saved their lives.
That's not really saving
them.
Their lives.
So
wild rabbits?
Yeah. I found a nest of bunnies in our yard.
Ew!
They're so cute.
They're not cute.
Yeah, they are. What? Look at them.
Rabbits are you guys really know my hatred for rabbits.
No, I don't.
Well, blah, blah, blah. Just because you have a greenhouse and shit doesn't mean you have to hate all animals.
We have a raised garden bed. Remember, they can't hurt our gardens.
Except for the tomatoes.
Shut up.
And everything else that is green.
Shut up.
That great shut up was perfect. Don't tell them about the tomatoes, you fucker.
They ruined the tomatoes.
They weren't there when Dutch was here, so obviously it's not real to him.
Yeah, I was running around the garage with a weed whacker, and I was knocking down all of the tall grass, and all of a sudden a bunch of rabbits, just little baby bunnies, just started pouring out of this hole in the ground. I'm like, oh shit.
How many?
Oh, you're mowing the lawn, and you basically like killed the mommy, and they're all like running for dear life.
No, the mommy wasn't there, but there was at least four babies.
Murray, you gotta do it for the chat.
Do what? Baby bunny.
They needed that.
It was very important.
So what, you're fostering these things now?
We're not fostering them. I'm just not killing them.
I might have brought it a Tupperware of water.
What happened to your Down syndrome dog? Did you give that one back?
It's right
one,
here.
No, the one without teeth.
Oh, they took him back.
Okay.
We gave him back.
Finally put him down.
We told them to take him back, actually. Yeah.
I can't wait for those dumb rabbits to run across the highway that's right next to your house.
Yeah, probably. That's I'm pretty sure one of them, because like 2 hours later after this happened, I put him back. This is actually where the swimming pool is, and this is, a little ways away from where I found their hole. But we were over there filling the swimming pool, and Sherry's like, oh my God, bunny! And it was over there by this pool. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing over here? How did you get over here without Sterling eating you? Yeah. Because they're in the front part of the house that is gated off on the... It's gated off but not attached to the other part, Dutch, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's gated off. Right, yeah, it's over there. So we're like, okay, Sterling can't go over here anymore because he'll eat them. But this rabbit was in the part where Sterling does go. I'm like, how the fuck did you get over here without Sterling finding you? So I grabbed it and I put it back in its hole, and then it literally ran out and then ran through the fence to the neighbor's yard. I'm like, well, I can't really do anything about this then. So you're probably dead now.
Nah.
But most of them survived.
Are they still there? At least 75%.
I didn't check today, but they were yesterday.
So you just left it in the hole the whole time? You didn't try to adopt them or anything?
No, we just put a little bit more grass over their hole, and they're good.
Okay.
You just left it in the hole. You didn't pull out.
No, I just left it in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was kind of a stretch, Sherry.
That's how baby bunnies are made.
Wait. Mitch fucking rabbits is how baby bunnies are made. You know what? I agree. I agree with John. You should drown in a fucking baby pool full of fucking Jell-O.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster after lubricating it in my asshole and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
I then imagined
Sean,
my
head,
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills real quick, I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe, Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Biff Tannen Museum, dedicated to Hill Valley's number one citizen and America's greatest living folk hero, the one and only Biff Tannen. Of course, we've all heard the legend, but who is the man? Inside, you will learn how Biff Tannen became one of the richest and most powerful men in America. Learn the amazing history of the Tannen family, starting with his great-grandfather, Buford Mad Dog Tannen, fastest gun in the West. See Biff's humble beginnings and how a trip to the racetrack on his 21st birthday made him a millionaire overnight. Share in the excitement of a fabulous winning streak that earned him the nickname, the luckiest man on earth. Learn how Biff parlayed that lucky winning streak into the vast empire called Biffco. Discover how in 1979, Biff successfully lobbied to legalize gambling and turned Hill Valley's dilapidated courthouse into a beautiful casino hotel.
I just want to say one thing. God bless America.
Meet the women who shared in his passion as he searched for true love. And relive Biff's happiest moment as in 1973 he realized his lifelong romantic dream by marrying his high school sweetheart, Lorraine Baines McFly.
Third time's a charm.
No! No!
Hey,
go!
Hey, wait, you come with us upstairs.
Let it go,
Sonny. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce.
Make a one man weep. Make Here another man sing. Com.
Any chance to play Huey Lewis in the News, I will take that.
A little white dove.
We are live on morelikeradio.com/live. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to call in. Or Skype, Hippo Juice Film. Why that name? Well, that's our original Skype name that we've had since we started the Hippo Juice Show.
Very, very
odd, you may ask. This is a spinoff sort of show from that because I was doing radio. It's a long thing. You should just listen to the show and you'll get it.
Yeah, you can catch all the old episodes. Just do that.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. What was that whole like old school podcasting that we had? Or
I mean, Vimeo has all the old shows. I mean, I think we have a whole bunch of old shows.
Well, I thought we were putting up like, maybe we weren't. Never mind. Get something else.
Yeah, probably.
But why are you posting that, Kelsey?
I didn't know that it actually worked. I didn't mean to do
oh,
it
you were
yet.
Testing?
Yeah, and nice. I didn't mean to do it yet.
Drive?
No, that
basically
is,
our weekend.
So my brother, who owns a 9-acre greenhouse here in Colorado, he's developed this weird thing that it's like a cult following of like soccer moms and old people.
Okay.
Where... Okay, so you go and buy flowers, whether it be hanging baskets, planters, mm-hmm. combos, whatever, from any garden center like, you know, King Supers or in you guys' case, you know, like Publix or anything like that, the garden sections they have, Lowe's, Home Depot, whatever. Well, those same flowers, my brother, he's the one who grows them for those garden centers.
Right.
Uh-huh. And every year he has a 3-day, hey, okay, we're a wholesale place, but we open up to the public. And you can get the same flowers at these other places for wholesale prices. He's been doing this. This is, I think, is like his 8th year now. And it's grown to this mad fever thing of a Black Friday sale. Well, so it starts Saturday from like 9 in the morning. And that line is at 7 in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
That's people lined up. And that goes for like... miles.
Two
That's
miles
how many people,
least.
Huh?
2 miles backed up with traffic.
Backed up with traffic. It's the most, my brother has figured out like some weird little, he tapped into that little neurological thing that house moms and old ladies have to go get flowers. And this is the only time they can do it kind of thing.
I'm so glad we don't live near you because Sherry would be in that line.
Oh, it was wonderful.
No, I don't do lines in crowds.
So basically,
Sherry, first off, you would hope that Dutch could hook Sherry up so she wouldn't have to be in that line.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. I can totally, yeah, I can hook everybody. Everybody that knows me, I can hook them up. But
well, I want flowers, and you never send me flowers, and I'm a little sad. I'm your co-host here, Dutch.
Well, here's the thing is that because this is such a crazy event, like my brother like calls any and everybody he knows to like help run like the cash registers, because there's like 10 cash registers, which is essentially just people with like iPads, the square,
right,
you know, swipe thing or whatever. And he's figured out some sort of a system where basically that line of people in that picture are able to come in, grab a cart, go into his 9 open acres of enclosed greenhouses. And there's like there's a million different options of plants and flowers that you can grab from or whatever. And it is a fucking madhouse. At one point, because my brother had me like help out, I was walking down the center aisle, because there's like bays of plants on either side that stretch out for 400 feet in either direction.
So there's a bunch of plants who are your girlfriend?
No. Bay.
Yeah. No, is it me?
What did he say? I wasn't listening. What did he say?
Don't worry about it. If you don't get it, then you don't ask it. It's after you. Never mind.
If you don't know, now you know.
Anyways, so I had a megaphone. I'm walking up and down going, stay to your left. If you, no matter what direction you are, keep your car to the left. And like, we were just sitting literally screaming at people to try and let, there was a 3-hour tour? Line wait for this nonsense.
Literally,
I'm not even joking. A 3-hour line wait. And that's only on the first day, because people have that mentality of, if I don't go the first day that this thing happens, all the good plants are gone. And they're not. Like, you're all still there the next day, and it's not half as busy. And then the third day, did you guys just hang up on me?
No, that was
no.
Good.
You're there.
Hey. I got 3 questions to ask you.
Oh my God, okay. 3.
One.
Okay. One. How many jackasses were there that asked stupid jackass questions?
Oh, every three minutes.
Not
when
too
I was
bad.
Out there, like people just asking, just the you know, like,
what is this?
Yeah, like, do you know what flower this is? Ma'am, I don't work here. I just kind of like am working here today to help direct you idiots on how to move. So I think it's a begonia. I'm not 100% sure.
Don't they have labels?
Yes. There's a label right there, sir. Begonia. There you go. Good boy.
My begonia.
Send them on the way. That's actually something I've actually said. They have labels. And I flip the label over and go, it's right there, ma'am.
Number 2. Has anybody ever like stolen from the greenhouse?
Oh yeah. Okay. But here's the thing, this the last couple of years and this year, my brother was smart in that he hires off-duty cops who have their own cars and still can wear their uniforms. So Sweet. The taxpayers aren't paying for the cops to be there. So the cops are there on their own time, but they still come with their cop cars and cop gear. So it keeps everybody in check, because in years past, people have been getting into fist fights over flowers and things like that. When I say Black Friday, think about like just any old, you know, Walmart or Black Friday, and then just transfer that to flowers in a greenhouse.
Damn, you actually answered my third question. How many fist fights get in these things?
It used to be a lot more than usual. I got bitched at quite a bit because I had to like direct. You know, people were like split into 2 lines, and then there was a certain point where they had to like consolidate into 1 line. Or you go here, you go here, and I got screamed at quite a bit, thinking that like I was paying favoritism to 1 line than the other.
You are. I know you, Dutch.
I know.
You've been left line all day.
I'm not joking. Someone said that to me.
I believe it.
That line.
You've been left lining all day.
I've been here for a half hour, and that line has had twice the amount of people. I'm like, sorry, ma'am. I'm going 1-to-1. If that person has 2 carts, I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I'm like Sherry too. Where I don't like lines. I don't like lines. I don't like crowds. Like, I think lines are the surefire way to make people angry. You know,
They're very crabby.
No one's ever been in a good mood in a line. It doesn't matter what
the
line's for.
Ask for discounts.
Oh,
all the time.
I was at the register.
Yeah, Kelsey worked one of the registers. Go ahead.
You guys have any Memorial Day for veterans?
What? Oh no, you got your military discount. But if you spent over 200, you got to spin the wheel, and the wheel had either 10%, 20%, $500, or $1,000 off. or gift card, $1,000. Right,
in place. Damn.
And everybody that was like 196, 192, they're like, well, I'm almost at 200. And I was like, well, you can go get another plant and then you'll be at 200.
But you have to get back in the
it's like the subtotal.
Line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first day, I just went ahead and let them do it. But Joel's sister-in-law is, I got in trouble the next day because right. she's amazing, but Bulgarian. And she's like, no, unless it's $200 or more, you don't let them do it. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm in trouble now. I owe her like $50, which
you
is
really have to pay her back?
No, not at all. But
so basically, we helped him this weekend with a thing in, and I told my brother this when he first asked me. He said, he was like, dude, I need you to help me at the event. I'm like, okay. You have to supply our entire garden, backyard, and front yard with flowers. And he looked at me. He paused for like a second or two. And he's like, okay, deal.
So we worked three days.
We have so many goddamn plants and flowers, dude. Our lawn and yard is going to look awesome after tomorrow. So
yeah, this family's amazing. It was a lot of fun.
But aside from that, later that night, when we... So, okay. All right. How do you want to tell this?
Wait.
I'm talking about the girl in the ambulance.
I went to the hospital. Yeah.
Okay. So her sister-in-law is about to give birth, and she actually had an induced date.
Sunday night.
And so she actually went in to get induced and whatnot. And so we both had gotten back from the event, or not event, but, doing the whole greenhouse nonsense. And she was like, okay, I got to go, take my mom and her mom, who's in town from Argentina, because her brother got married to his high school sweetheart, who happens to be from Argentina, yada, yada. Anyways, so a lot of Argentinians who are like, I want to say they're like the Connecticut of the world.
Yeah.
I don't get what that means.
They're
very rich.
Yes.
And they're very arrogant and they're very snobby. That's no, yeah. I mean, I could tell you that only because I know because
you're Hispanic.
Yeah, so I mean, I know them. Check it either. No, and
they're very loud.
That loud is a lot of Hispanic cultures, but specifically them, they're known as being very arrogant. Everything is the best. Their land is the best. Right. Even within their own country, if you're a certain
they're worse than Puerto Ricans, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
No, you've been around, baby.
No, I'm talking about as far as ones who think that they are the top of the food. They're like the French of white people. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. They're very... You're making my family sound
awful.
I'm
not saying your family is. I'm just saying the stereotype of Argentinians.
Well, none of that mattered. My sister got induced.
I'm sorry for offending you with a fun little joke, Kelsey.
Hey, so what? The dirty Argentinian got induced. It's not a big deal. Go ahead.
Yes.
Anyways.
I'm at the hospital. I'm coming home.
She first leaves or whatever. I'm sitting at home watching SportsCenter trying to wind down from the crazy people who were yelling at me earlier that day. So she, brings them to the hospital. She got induced, but she wasn't, delivering or anything like that. She comes home. We hang out for a little bit. And then, that was the night before, right?
Jesus, Joel. I drove home from the hospital.
It's a long weekend, stupid.
Oh, we hung out for a little bit. I'm driving home from the hospital because she wasn't ready to have the baby yet. So I left. I'm on my way home I call you saying, holy shit.
So I get a phone call from Kelsey and she's just like, hey, I'm on LaSalle, which is like a street right next to our street. She's like, a girl just I saw her fall over and hit her head on the concrete and I'm calling the... Please come up the street. It was literally like three blocks from where we were.
Our house.
She's like, I don't know if she's okay. I'm calling the ambulance. Please come over here. And I was like, oh shit. So I just, I jump in my truck and drive over there. And this girl is laying on her back, prone with her head in the street.
Maybe she was making asphalt angels.
She could have been.
Did you think of that?
So I pull up and Kelsey, he's like waving me down as if it's not me.
You were going to run her over.
Was she making Kool-Aid in the street?
So I run over and she's already on the phone with 911. And okay, so what happened?
Yeah, but if I've learned anything from 90s rappers is that 9/11 is a joke.
So, that is a good point.
I thought 3/11 was a joke.
No, 3/11 is
not
a joke.
No, don't you dare say that.
The greatest band in the world.
Amber is the color.
That's Marie and I's birthday.
Of your energy. Whoa.
Okay, so I took a right off Templeton Gap. I'm coming down the main street.
So, no, hold on. I don't care about that. No.
It doesn't matter
what happened.
I'm telling you.
Between the phone call from here to here, she obviously fell over.
Yes, I'm just driving down this long street to get to our home. Me and Virgin. I see this girl bent over, and I'm like, is she walking a dog? What the fuck? And then I pass her, I adjust my mirror, and I'm watching her, and she does a 360, grabs a tree, and then falls and hits her head.
Did you say, have a nice trip, see you next fall, and then try to
high-five her? No, I said, God damn it, and I called Joel, and I flipped a bitch, and I pulled over.
You flipped a bitch?
So what did you say
the girl over with your vet?
My Jetta.
So when you ran up to her, what was she saying?
I said, hey, honey, my name's Kelsey. I want to help you. Are you okay? I just watched you fall over. And she goes, fuck you, bitch.
She's drunk.
Fair. I go, you seem very intoxicated right now. Can I help you? Fuck you, bitch.
What time was this at?
11:30 p.m. our time.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
So that I had already called Joel before I even approached her. And that's when I said, drive two blocks up and help me. I don't know what to do with this girl. She did not like me. She didn't want me around her. So then I went and called the ambulance from the car, and then she's in love with Joel.
Well, I'm pulling in while she's calling them, and I kind of like run over, and I'm just like, hey, honey, are you okay? What's going on? She's like,
I love you.
What happened? Where am I? I'm like, I think you hit your head. Are you? What's your name, honey? And she was like, I'm Nicole. Where's my boyfriend? Like, Mitch, she sounded like the guy, that girl who was yelling about Tyler.
Tyler!
Except Tyler. She's like, that's my boyfriend, like the whole time. And I'm like, okay, do you know what day it is? I know the ambulances are on the way. I just am talking to her to make sure she doesn't like have her eyes roll in the back of her head or whatever. So I was just like, all right, I mean, like, where are you coming from? She's like, where's my boyfriend? He's not here for me right now. Where is he? I'm like, okay, I don't know where he is either. Do you have your cell phone? Can you call him? Yada, yada, yada.
Fuck yeah.
No, that was what she was saying to you. She was very responsive to me. Then the paramedics show up, and the grumpiest paramedic I've ever seen in my life. There was like about four or five of them that jump out of a fire truck because it was a fire station right down the road from us. And this one guy, what did he say to him first?
He's a firefighter.
What did he say to her first?
Oh, well, hi, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, quit calling me an asshole, ma'am.
Oh, right. Yeah. She immediately went to.
I'm not going to let you talk to me that way, ma'am.
Yeah. Like, so, when everybody showed up, she was just like, what's happening? Is this really? It was like is this real life? Like the whole video of that kid.
Or is this just fantasy?
It's fantasy.
Fuck you all.
Fuck everybody. And this one guy, everybody else was like, ma'am, relax. We're trying to. And this one guy's like, stop calling us an asshole, ma'am.
We're taking care of you.
Yeah. Do you understand what we're trying to do for you?
He was a douche.
He was kind of a douche. It was like, I was kind of taken back. Like, I thought paramedics were supposed to be like the first responders, be like the nice.
To be fair though, you know how many times like they have to roll up to these drunk bitches and be called assholes and get spit on over some dumb slut?
And I caught on to that, and I was like, it was okay. So I caught on to that pretty early on. Kelsey did not. Kelsey was in nurse mode, but she didn't tell any of them that she was a nurse. As far as they knew, she was just some girl who found a girl who hit her head.
Right.
So Kelsey's leaning over.
Too many episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
They thought that that's what she was, but she's actually a registered nurse. So Kelsey didn't tell them that. And so she's like leaning over going, hey, honey, we're trying to help you here. She was doing the whole wee thing. And she was like asking like, okay, where's your cell phone? What is this? And then dickhead paramedic guy said, what did he say? He was like,
ma'am, I'll have you go stand next to your husband now. And I was like, fuck you.
Did you tell him you were a nurse?
No.
And I told her later, I was like, why didn't you just say, hey, I work at Memorial. Like,
that's not my personality, but fuck him. He was an asshole.
Anyways, so she does that. And I got the I was like, okay, this guy, he's one of those take charge guys. I'm like, I don't, you know, I told the paramedics, at least the nice ones who were asking me questions, like, okay, what did she say? Is she responsive? What were the this, that, the other thing?
How'd you find her?
How'd you find her? Did she respond to questions? That kind of stuff. And I told them everything I knew.
And then Joel leaves.
And then I was like, because I got the vibe from Dickhead Paramedic, we should just
Dickhead
go.
Dickhead Dave.
Well, Dickhead Dave didn't, she still wasn't deterred when he said, go talk to your husband now. She stuck around and kept like, trying to get involved.
No, cute firefighter told me I could stay.
Yeah, there's a hot firefighter guy. He was beautiful, by the way.
He was beautiful.
But honestly, wouldn't the easiest, again, then to not get bothered, the first thing I would say is, I'm a nurse. It's okay.
Thank you.
Because I'm not the type that walks in and is like, it doesn't matter.
No, it's not a matter of that. But it's not a matter of that. The moment somebody fucking yells at you, then you have, I understand you shouldn't just go, I'm a nurse. No, but the moment someone questions your authority when you're doing something, trying to help, that's when you go, excuse me, I'm a nurse. It's okay.
I work at the same hospital that you work at.
I am trying to help out. And as a matter of fact, you know, I could be the person that could be helping.
I was here first. I was the one who saw the vitals.
Here's the thing. Is when the first dickhead firefighter got out of the car and he goes, are you the bystander? I said, yes, my name is Kelsey. I found her as I was driving by. I watched her fall. She hit her head. She's alert and oriented times three. And I spewed out nursing shit to him.
He's not going
to
know that.
He's not going to know that crap.
He could have figured it out.
Okay, that's like a girlfriend saying.
That was terrible.
Describing your day. And he should just know that I had a bad day.
No.
Based on what I just said. Instead of just saying, hey, baby, I had a bad day. And this is the reason why.
I was wearing my goddamn hoodie that said flight nurse.
He's not reading that. He's reading that.
You got that from Ariel Pastel.
You know what fixes that? All those things you said? You have a mouth. Just use it.
Thank you.
Just go, I'm a nurse. And then we'd have left you alone. I would have immediately.
Marie.
Yeah?
Would you have been like, I'm a nurse?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. You're not having anybody help you here.
I do certain
saying it's okay. I know CPR.
I do search engine optimization, and I'll walk into a room and be like, it's okay. I know HTML. Like, I'm an asshole. I don't
care. There you go. Especially in a emergency.
It's okay. I know spreadsheets.
I don't get why you have this weird, like, I don't want to be inconvenienced, but I'm still inconveniencing them, but not telling them why I'm inconveniencing them.
The hot firefighter talked to me, and it was fine.
No, don't even try to turn on that. We had a whole argument about this, by the way. I was just like, don't act like you're trying to do this whole, like, I don't want to be the thing, because you were, but you didn't tell them. That's just weird. I don't know what it is with
you.
Well,
Dutch, to be fair, you could have said, it's okay, she's a nurse.
Yeah, you could have.
What I did.
Yeah,
no, you didn't. You could have backed me up.
The first thing I said to the nice guy, not hot firefighter, nice guy firefighter, the first guy who came and talked to me, I was like, hey, by the way, she's a nurse in case you guys don't know. But he was too subservient to the other alpha dickhead paramedic. I said it immediately, Royce, because I'm not weird like her.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I understand the situation. Okay, everything's intact or whatever. They got it. I'm like, hey, honey, let's get out of here. Like, he obviously doesn't want anyone here. And she's like, no. She doesn't get the cue, like every girl. She just sits there and stays. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to drive the two blocks up back to her house. Just you can right. stay as long as you want, whatever. So I leave. And what was he saying to her? Like, he even got more dickish.
Oh, he goes, okay, ma'am, either I take you to the hospital, your boyfriend picks you up, or I go and knock on the neighbor's door right now and ask them if they want to press charges for you being drunk and laying in their yard
trespassing. Yeah.
So it's your choice. Call me an asshole one more time, or I'll call PD.
Can you imagine a paramedic doing that?
The problem is that I mean, even bouncers know you don't argue with a drunk girl because you're not going to get anywhere.
Right, like, and then she just kept crying. And then they asked her, who's the president? And she starts laughing and goes, are you fucking kidding me?
And the one guy was like, well, just tell us. She's like,
fuck you. And then they're like, how many quarters are in $1.50? And she just started laughing again. And they're like,
I couldn't do that math if I was sober.
Yeah. And then they're like,
I have an app for that.
Yeah. What's your boyfriend's phone number? She's like, his name's Justin. 218. five.
Don't say
two,
the whole number.
I don't know what it is. Joel, okay. You really think I remember?
Well, I don't. You're weird like that.
Four, still, five.
Five, six. Still, seven,
don't
eight.
Random. Don't yeah. Say any random phone number.
Yes.
They call that number and the boyfriend answers and they're like, we have your girlfriend. She's laying on the side of the road on LaSalle and Prospect.
And they're like, that's how my girlfriend.
Where we live.
Those were fake streets. Idiot. One of them was real.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Anyway, go ahead.
He goes, is this a prank call? And the firefighter's like, no, your girlfriend's laying in the middle of the street right now. Like, hammered. You need to come get her. And he's like, oh, shit. So he comes in hot with her dad and brother. They get out of the car totally, well, sober.
Ish.
As in,
ish.
Like, we just got a phone call that.
I got it.
Yeah. And run up, and they're taking care of her. And the firefighters are like, all right, cool. She hit her head hard. Don't let her eat or drink. If she falls asleep.
And then they just
and they
left,
fucking all got in their rigs and
was
left.
Over.
It was gone. Like, and then it was just.
Don't they have, like, reports to file? Like, nope, I thought it was very
no paper.
Strange.
I was
and,
just
like,
standing there.
But here's the thing, and I said it to you later. I'm like, oh, it's Memorial Day weekend.
They have call
they have
after
a
call.
Thousand other things to deal with than some yep. Dumb chubby bitch who hit her head on the side of the. Of
but
the
here's
file.
The thing.
Aww, she was
so,
chubby. Aww.
Well, she was. She was fluffy.
She's a little heavier than me.
She was fluffy.
So I'm talking then to the the boyfriend, the brother, and the dad.
You got more involved.
I told you this.
Oh my god!
Oh
I know
my
part.
God!
It's a
the
woman.
The brother
thing.
Works at Memorial Hospital in laundry, and he's like, "I know you.
This is
you
what I love. This is what I
scrub.
This is what I love." This,
yeah.
Is what, this is what I love. Strangers will tell them that they work in a laundry room, but she won't tell a paramedic that she's a nurse.
Thank you.
I work in a laundry room. What do you do? I prefer not to say. I'd rather awkwardly sit here and have people get mad at me.
People get mad at me because I'm actually trying to do my job, but I won't tell them what my job is.
She won't shut the fuck up during the Hateful Eight, but she won't say she's a nurse during a fucking accident.
That's the weirdness that is this woman that I'm dating. I don't get your fucking hangups on that stuff. It's like, no, but that would put everyone at ease. Hey, I'm a nurse. Bam. Okay. Hey. Okay. What was her body? Was her eye? I'm
here's
sure they you guys would have spit medical jargon.
I told
back
her.
And forth,
I told them her glasgow coma.
But no, you're sitting there going, well, I said some medical stuff. He should have just known.
Are you, worried
that's
that
so
there would
fucking psychopathic.
Kelsey, are you worried that there would be repercussions at your job for.
No.
No, not at all. None. I just didn't want to be the I'm a know-it-all. I just left the hospital. Of
being a know-it-all and saying you're a nurse are two different things.
You're being a know-it-all citizen.
A know-it-all would be butting into well, the
I like
the
my
fire
story better.
Job.
So,
that's
at the
thing.
End of this.
You were being a know-it-all citizen. As far as they knew, you were just someone who watched a lot of medical dramas and searched WebMD.
House.
Because you were still
Grace
doing medical stuff, and they didn't know you were a nurse. So they still had the same eyes on you of like, what the fuck is this bitch doing?
I told 911 I was a nurse.
If you
would have
said you were a nurse, they would have been like, oh, okay, well, she knows what she's talking about.
I told 911 I was.
That doesn't help.
The operator doesn't give a shit.
Okay, so anyways, the boyfriend just drives his girlfriend home,
so
and that's the end of the story.
Exactly.
That's
then
the end of the story.
Keep going back to that? That's
because
why I ended it.
Then I come home, and then Joel yells at me for an hour for not saying that I should have said I was a nurse.
Thank you. Okay, is anybody of the six of us who are on the air, I think that, does anybody side with her as far as, yeah, you don't want to be that person in that situation?
I mean, no, I would say, hey, by the way, I'm a fire... Or I'm a nurse.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like that would be the first thing you would say.
Because that would be the same thing. Like, let's say that somebody stopped breathing and you just jump in. I'm not a registered nurse. I know CPR. I'm not just going to jump in there and just start giving CPR. I'm going to be like, stand back. I know CPR.
You know,
it's okay.
Or that's like
right. If somebody was there and said, hey, I'm a nurse, you'd be like, okay, you're more qualified. Even though
yes.
I need CPR, I'm going to back off and let the.
Right. Like it's like I'm an Uber driver, but if I go to a hotel to pick someone up, I just can't. I can't blow through the gate. I have to go. I'm an Uber driver. I can't go. They should just assume and open the gate because I have a car.
It's obvious because my car.
I have a car.
Specs with the Uber standard.
Duh.
Like,
why do they know?
My car smells like pizza doesn't mean I'm a pizza delivery driver.
Well, yes. I mean,
it doesn't.
You could also be a Ninja Turtle.
Do you see now?
I don't know. I don't like this.
Are you seeing our argument now?
Okay, fine.
We argued about this for a while, and she would not give in.
So I ignored Joel, and I went to bed, and he kept yelling and talking. Yeah,
by the way, our night wasn't finished.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
No, he keeps yak in his mouth, so I shut the bedroom door on him, and then, what, 3 minutes? That's what I did. I said, I'm a nurse, and I shut the bedroom door.
I feel like I'm the walls in her house right now.
Go with whatever you want to go with. But anyway, so.
3 minutes later.
She starts screaming from the bedroom. Apparently, her sister-in-law, who earlier that night, she took her family to go to,
that's right, to induce the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Apparently, she went from 1 centimeter to 10 centimeters within like 2 hours.
Wow.
So then I start screaming at Joel. I don't know what I said.
And she just starts, she does this weird thing where when she gets excited, she just starts running from room to room, not touching or grabbing things. So she starts running into every room, just yelling about, I'm like, and so I pick up her keys, her wallet, and her purse. And I go, Kelsey, keys, wallet, purse, get your shoes, get your coat, get in the goddamn car. I had to say it like 3 times before she actually did.
I just kept making circles and yelling and asking, where's my bra? Where's my shoes? He's like, you already have them on. Go.
Yeah. But apparently you were able to get, she had to pick up her mom and her brother's mother-in-law.
From Argentina. Yes. So I called my mom. I'm like, Mom, baby's 10 centimeters. We have to go to the hospital now. My mom doesn't wait for me to get to the house. She drives down the street, flashes her fucking Mercedes lights.
Yeah, by the way, that was the dumbest move. I don't understand why we should pull into
the country club and get out of my car and get in my mom's car.
Well, luckily, you guys were able to race over there and you were able to get the moms both in the delivery room within like 2 seconds of the baby
coming out. She was crowning. Yeah, the head was coming out and both moms made it right when the head came out.
So.
And I have a new niece.
Yay!
Woo! That was our weekend.
So, here's the thing.
We're not done.
I had to work the next day, so I knew that was going on. I figured she was going to be there all night. I go to sleep. Kelsey comes home and wakes me up and tells me the entire story of what we just told you at 5 a.m. I have to be at this one place at 6:30.
Jeez.
I love you, Joel.
I hate you.
He went in so goddamn much. A different room.
So.
Your weekend sounds tiring.
I am exhausted, Marie.
I'm exhausted hearing the story.
So
it was a lot of story.
I know. That's why we wanted to let you guys get your shit out in the first hour.
I was busy looking up this fake intersection where this incident happened. There's a lot of houses around there.
Yeah.
It's a very populated area.
That was the one thing that we didn't understand
the bar she left.
Yeah. She left a bar that was like 2 miles from her house.
I'll put it in the chat.
Which she was like, we were at this bar which made me think, no, she got picked up from the bar. That guy brought her to a house in that area. She got banged out, felt guilty, ran out of there, and then was like, where's my boyfriend? He wasn't here when I was getting fucked by another guy. That was my theory.
I don't think that's what happened.
It's a good theory, though.
She just walked that far.
Yeah, she probably was trying to get home drunk.
Well, she didn't have her cell phone on her, so I'm assuming she... Yeah, but either way. So.
Well, how's the baby doing?
Wonderful. 7 pounds, 1 ounce. As cute as could be and happy.
More importantly, how's dude doing? He's awesome. He's like 10 pounds now.
Did you guys see
big.
The bath picture?
Yeah, he's getting huge.
He does not like baths.
No.
He hates that. Did you guys see that video that Kelsey
hid from me?
So Kelsey was taking a shower the other day and Pepper just ran and jumped in the shower because she loves taking them. And she was like, just bring dude in. I'll just wash them both at the same time. He hasn't had a bath in a couple of weeks. And I was like, all right, I went back and I'm watching ESPN or whatever. And he sounded like he was getting raped from the shower the entire time.
Aren't huskies talkers?
They're howlers. Yeah. Howlers / talkers. And he was so mad.
I'm teaching him to go, oh.
She's trying to make him say, I love you, because there's like a ton of videos online of Husky saying that. Right. But he was like hiding under the bed. He wouldn't come to anyone but me because he hated her so much because of the whole shower situation.
Just like Pepper hated you.
Pepper still hates me because of that. I'm hoping the whole hate thing transfers and that he imprints on me and not you. So.
Well, just keep feeding him treats.
Sorry. Go ahead, Mary.
Just keep feeding the dog treats. He'll imprint on you.
Yeah, we're trying to find ones he likes because the couple that we have, he just doesn't care for him. So.
Really?
Yeah, oddly enough.
What an ungrateful dog.
Yeah, most dogs aren't picky with treats.
Yeah, well, he had a tick and almost died. I think he really did have some brain damage from that thing because he's kind of dumb in certain areas. So I think we have a half retard. I think we have like a Hodor dog.
By the
way, that broke my heart.
All he says is dude now. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
Dude. Isn't that weird howling husky way?
Don't say that your dog is a Hodor. That's just going to make it really sad one day.
Dude, that scene, that broke my heart.
Oh, you saw it? Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Wow. Which is, I guess this talk should be saved for the Game of Thrones show, guys. Already, big plug. Go for it.
We already talked about.
I know you did, but I'm
the
just
Hodor episode.
Well, normally it's Mondays at 10 p.m., but we didn't have one yesterday because it was the holiday.
Right.
And we weren't prepared. Mostly that.
Also that, yes.
We were watching the show while we should have been doing the Game of Thrones review.
Correct.
So we'll have to just do a double up next week.
I was thinking, like, have you guys ever done that whole thing where you just, you know, like, Kelsey should have said, hey, it's okay, I'm a nurse. Have you guys ever done that but, like, lied about it?
Hey, it's okay, I'm a doctor type of lie.
Right, or just lie. Because I had a situation a week ago. I wanted to ask you guys first, but I lied about having a child.
Why?
I love this story.
Okay, so I went to Lowe's last weekend. So, shut up. So I went to Lowe's last weekend. I was getting like new pavers and paver sand and paver glue and whatever because I had to redo our backyard. And I'm, you know, I'm going, getting the supplies or whatever. And I come out and I was hungry. And you know how like most Lowe's and Home Depot's have like the hot dog cart out the front. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I haven't had a hot dog in a long time. Let's do that. And so it was just like, you know, it was this chubby, jolly black woman and her daughter were running the cart. She was like, hey baby, you want one? I was like, sure. And I'm looking at the menu or whatever. And her daughter was like, just get a hot dog. And I was like, just a hot dog. I'm like, that's the cheapest thing on the menu. Shouldn't you be trying to be selling me on the brats or whatever? Right. And so like, you know, so I end up getting something, and while it was cooking, I'm just having a conversation with these two. And the daughter was like really talking. I'm like, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 5. And I went to, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I wanted to say, yeah, my nephew is 5. But I said, my son is 5. Oh, God. I don't know why I said that. It was just one of those. I have no idea why it came out.
Freudian slip?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe. I don't know. I just said, my son is 5. And then she started asking me follow-up questions. Like,
that's the worst.
Is he in preschool? And instead of saying, I don't know why I just said son. I meant to say.
I don't
say
know. I'm a terrible dad and I don't pay attention to it.
No, I was like, oh no, he's not preschool yet. He's just in our church. Oh, what church do you go to?
Yeah, dude, now we go to church.
18. So now I'm, not only am I married, I have a 5-year-old son. I go to Village 7 Presbyterian Church. We're holding our kid back for 1 year. and then I had to ask her what elementary school or kindergartens she
recommended.
Why in the world did you get into deep hole with a hot dog vendor?
With a hot dog vendor.
And you didn't even talk yourself up. I would have had my kid be advanced.
Yeah, you could have lied a bit.
No, I lied, and then I was trying to get out of it, but she kept asking me follow-up questions because she was a very, very nice person. Right. And that's what nice people do while they're waiting for a hot dog to cook, is you ask follow-up questions to make small conversation.
Not like you just gives a pack of lies.
I mean, about the whole thing. And I'm like, I'm loading my papers and sand. I didn't say. And started loading it in the back of my truck. I'm like, why would you do that? I'm just sitting there like mad at myself driving home.
You asshole.
Why would I? I know I can't go back to that Lowe's anymore.
Unless
she
said
she works there. She says she works there weekdays.
Well, only bring her
to go in the south doors.
Yeah, go to the opposite end of the door. Yeah.
You should bring your nephew up to speed and then bring your nephew with you when you go.
Oh, no, he would love to just ruin the whole thing. He's kind of a jerk like that.
We'll bring my nephew.
Bring your nephew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now all you need now the only thing you can do is adopt a 5-year-old.
I know.
Because everyone knows that you're not allowed to shop at Lowe's if you're a liar.
That's true.
Have you guys ever done that before? Like you just say something either accidentally or flippantly just to try not to, you know what I mean? Like, and then it just grows and you don't really know why it's happening. It just is.
No, I'm not a liar.
This is why I don't talk to people.
Because you know that you'll just make up some
Mitch
whole
says
story.
That, just so simple. This is why I don't do that.
I used to wear wedding rings to bars so people would leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, relatively. But I mean, but did people ask you about, okay, where did you get your ring and you had to like make up a jewelry store? That would be the equivalent.
No.
That doesn't.
I can't I'm trying to think if I've ever come up with something like that, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I haven't been to church in 12 years, and I said that we were having our kid going, oh.
Like, Marie and I do the thing where we have fake fights, you know, but I wouldn't say, you know, not the opposite, you know.
But that's to get people to stop talking to us.
Right.
Right.
Not to encourage them
that's
to
more
ask
fun on
follow-up
you guys'
questions.
End. Right.
This is just me lying.
Just for no reason.
I'm just a liar. I don't know where. And
all you had to say was no English.
But no, they were nice. That's the thing. It's I can't just start talking in English to them and then act like I don't understand the language after I lie.
You could, and it would be hilarious.
That would be very funny, but then I would have to.
You told the voter guy I was a Jehovah Witness and shut
the
door.
No, I said you were Canadian.
Oh,
he was
that.
A Jehovah's Witness.
That. No, she's Canadian.
Yeah.
Tell that story.
Oh, I do that anytime anybody knocks on our door, whether it be like a Republican, get a signature guy, or, you know, a political this, that, the other thing, or like a Mormon Jehovah's Witness. Whenever they're like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm Canadian. And they and as I'm closing the door, every time they have that slight half a second of like, oh, okay, but then like then their face changes to that shouldn't make a difference, and then the door closes.
You just did
every
that last week.
Time.
I was about to ask, are Canadians not allowed to be Jehovah's Witnesses?
That's my point. They don't really know off the bat, and then it takes for me grabbing the door and closing it to them realize, oh wait, that shouldn't, yeah. So do it, because it's a understanding look that morphs into wait, what the fuck look, and then right. Door closes. It's awesome.
And unless all of Jehovah's Witnesses now think that Canadians can't be Jehovah's Witnesses because you've done it
to
enough.
I would hope I would spread that seed. That would be the greatest accomplishment of my life. No,
should we ask Ryan?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't.
Wait, I thought that was Mormon.
But that's nothing. I do it to Mormons, too. I did it to anybody who comes to our door looking to sell shit. So
they asked for me, and you said she's Canadian.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Yeah,
no, it's okay. She's Canadian.
You do that to Girl Scouts?
I do it to
Papa John's. We have a delivery. I'm sorry, we're Canadian. Slam the door.
Our friends were telling us that they had a really pushy vacuum cleaner salesman. Like, it was a guy and a girl walked up to their door like, they knew who they were, like, hey, guys, and just walked in with vacuum cleaners and just put dirt on their floor. And without, like, for real, just started cleaning it. Like, just trying to get into the house.
That bit's been going on for a while. I'm surprised that they're still doing that.
Oh, no, they are.
Wow. That was like a 90s sales tactic. Right. You just march into somebody's house, dump a bunch of sand, be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to spill this whole bag of sand that I have here. Well, let me clean it up. And then they use their super amazing vacuum and go, you see how good that is? You should have this in your house. They're still doing that?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The door-to-door salesman stuff still happens.
We haven't. Actually, we fell for a door-to-door salesman.
It worked.
Dish.
Oh, yeah, Dish. Yeah. You told me, yeah.
We switched from DirecTV to Dish. But, dude, we're paying half what we paid before. And, whatever. It worked.
We like it.
We got more channels. So we're good. But other than that, try that at home, kids. Just use the, we're Canadian, and then just close the door. So much fun. It's like a mini victory every time I do it.
That's great. I mean, that's actually very funny. I mean, we should change it not only the Canadian thing, though. What's some other things you could say that would just make them really just...
That one I like because it's like with the voters, it immediately, you know what I mean? Anything political, they immediately, you know what I mean? Like, right. It's not too extreme, but it's good enough. I haven't really thought too much into it. Like, I've done the whole, I would imagine if like a Mormon guy came up and I said, no, I'm Jewish. And they're like, oh no, we believe in God too. They probably right. have a stock response for anybody who says, oh no, I'm Christian, or no, I'm this, or like, you know, if a Republican person comes to the door, oh no, I'm Democrat.
Right.
We believe in the same thing. They probably have a quick response before the door closes. No one has a response to, no, we're Canadian.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I guess you could always say, no thanks, I'm full. Like, that's another good one.
That's not bad too.
No thanks, I'm full. I just
no thanks. Oh, okay. I'm full.
Yeah, just to see like what they like. How do you respond to that when you're trying to sell religion?
Full of the Lord.
Yeah. No thanks. I just ate.
Yeah, I was gonna say what's a departing statement you can use for like just you know oh no the tips on the table or yeah. no thanks I'm full or
right
or yeah just one of those no I don't need my receipt like
no not today I just washed them.
Yeah, there you go. Just like a non-sequitur end sentence statement.
Hello, and thank you for preaching to Royce's hologram. Royce isn't here at the moment. Oh, man.
Holograms will be great for that.
Or how about you rush to the door and go, great, you broke my doorbell. And just start screaming and berating them. Or be like, I was rewiring. Or be like, I was rewiring it when you pressed it and you electrocuted me. What is wrong with you people?
I smell a new bit. Do you guys have an ability to see who's at your door before you open it? Do you?
No, we don't.
You don't?
Okay. At the new house, we will, though.
Okay. Say if you have like a side window or like a peephole or something. We have, you know, we have large bay windows and we have like the little like sun window. So I kind of like lean up and I can see who's down at our door. So if you have an ability to do that, let's try doing that and like try to like videotape you just having those dumb responses.
I can't remember the last time someone came to our door that we didn't know was coming.
You guys don't get that out there in your area?
No.
Who would go door to door in Minnesota?
Well, like I know my
it's
parents.
Not always cold.
I know. Yeah, I remember like, them like when I was days. Living with my parents, but not here.
You know what? It's probably not effective because I know the layout of your neighborhood. It's kind of sparse. You and all your neighbors have like.
What
long...
you meant by not effective is you meant the trailer parks, and they're not. You know, they don't.
No, I mean effective. I'm sure they hit the trailer parks because it's house. In your back end of the side, it's too long of a walk between houses because you guys is big ass like long yards.
Yeah.
So that's probably the reason why. We live in the burbs, so it's easy to just go door to door. So yes, we do. Is it the suburbs? Well, it's
absolutely
old suburbs.
Live in the suburbs. Give me a break. There it is. You've seen the pictures of your house. That's the suburbs.
No, this is suburbs, honey. This is the
where do you fucking think you live?
Definition of suburbs. Don't
Denver? Talk. What do you think? You think you're in a fucking in the Crips? You live in the suburbs for sure.
Hold on. Pause, Royce.
Yeah.
What would you define this neighborhood as?
They're not cookie cutter houses.
That doesn't mean suburb. Cookie cutter doesn't mean suburb. Cookie cutter is different.
Suburbs means like neighborhoods with houses with similar sized plots and yards.
Okay, that's fine. I agree.
How about this? Let's make it easier. Suburb is where white people live.
Suburb.
Yeah, that's
where
me.
I live.
Suburb is outside the burb.
Right, exactly.
Burb being the city, sub being outside the city.
Burb, I think, is short for borough. I just made that up.
For borough.
I just made that up.
No, he said shirt. Oh. I take my co-host with face value here.
Why'd you say shirt for borough?
Because I'm making a new shirt that says borough is short for borough. It's going to catch on.
Are you spelling it B-O-R-O is short for B-O-R-O-U-G-H?
You bet your sweet cunt I am. I'm going to see if that catches on. That's going to be my new catchphrase.
You bet your sweet cunt I am.
Yeah, what do you think for a catchphrase? You
it's
bet
not
your
bad.
Sweet cunt I am.
It's not the worst I've heard.
Thank you.
Get ready, guys. It's going to be months and months and months of Bet Your Sweet Cunt Again. And by the way, I don't want to interrupt Sherry. I know she's looking at videos and pictures right now. So
yeah, I was going to say, you know, we can see what you're looking at.
I don't
care.
Just
watching a Bollywood movie.
No, I'm selecting photos to edit. I'm listening.
She's making money. I'm drinking beer. She's making money.
I'm listening. I just don't have anything to add. I'm sorry.
No, I just...
Yeah, what's your definition of a suburb, Sherry?
Yes.
I picture those... We have a lot of developments where, like, it'll be the Village Acres, and then you have to pay... Even if you're like in a house, you still
gated
have to pay...
communities.
So, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
That's kind of what I think of suburbs.
Is that what you think, too? That's
Association fees and
that's
shitty water
phones.
That's
why I was offended.
No, suburbs doesn't mean that. It means, like, it's
but that's what I thought.
Groups of houses, think of blocks, neighborhoods, that kind of stuff that's not directly connected to the city, but right next to
it. If you don't have to walk to one centralized area to get the mail, you're in the suburbs. I'm doing the reverse Jeff Foxworthy, by the way.
A suburb is a residential area or mixed-use area, either existing as part of a city or urban area or as a separate residential community within commuting distance of a city.
If you could park your car in a garage, you might live in a suburb.
Oh, I have a two-car garage.
Yeah, suburb.
What do you think?
I'm better than you because I have a two-car garage.
Honey.
I mean, can it just be if you have a garage, you're in the suburb?
I think if you have a garage, you're a suburb. I think that's
you guys,
the easiest.
I think we just established you guys aren't technically in the burbs because it's so fucking long between
I
the
have
houses
four garage
and guys'
stalls.
Area. Yeah, right, that's a ranch.
How much land do you have, Mitch?
A lot.
That's a half an acre.
Half an acre?
No, what if you're like within... 20 minutes downtown Minnesota. He got
comparably, it's big because most lots are like a tenth of an acre.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not huge.
What do you do with the rest of with the land after you burn crosses?
Well, the ashes actually make good fertilizer for our lawn, so our tomatoes are going to do really good.
He's got a big ass lawn. He told me, I was like yelling at him, like, dude, buy a riding mower. They make riding mowers for people like you, but he still has a push mower. It takes him like 5 hours to mow.
Yeah, but I get my steps in.
By 5 hours, you mean two. Yeah.
Yeah, it only takes 2 hours.
Well, it takes me 5 hours. So apparently, I guess you're Hulk. So
we're just faster and better than you.
That's it. It's really simple.
Hey, why are you better than everybody? I think I already know the answer to that one, but.
Well, I am better than you, Joel, because I saved baby bunnies after almost killing them.
Sherry?
I am better than you because I mow my lawn with a push mower like a man.
Royce.
I'm better than you because it's okay, sir. I'm a nurse.
Marie?
I'm better than you because I helped John feel better after he went to MegaCon.
Cakes, you still online?
No, he had to hop off.
Okay. And I'm better than you because I am the only person that a drunk whore liked out of five paramedics and one nurse who wouldn't say she was a nurse. Why are you better, Kelsey? Okay, thank you, as always. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Bye, bye.
From 7 to 9 Eastern time here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Anything else, you guys?
No, that's about it. See you guys.
All right,
thanks for listening.